Hello and welcome to the Bryson Hyde Missions Podcast. Every year around about this time, we get lots of stressed parents calling, emailing, getting hold of us with panicked questions around what they should do, how they should do it, how they're going to get their child into Bryson High School. So the number one rule is just stay calm. We're going to give you the top points you have to have so that this application process runs smoothly for you. Joining me in the studio today from the admissions team are...
June Corlett, and welcome.
Welcome, June. And...
Shanita Sumer, welcome.
Welcome. You guys are the ones who bear the brunt of all the confusion that there is around parents wanting to apply to our school and other schools in the area. Applications open?
On Thursday, 8 a.m., the 11th of July. It's around the corner.
Any moment now. And what are the most important things that parents need to know about applying online?
Okay, one of the most important things, in my opinion, is the correct criteria must be used when you apply.
Okay, so my understanding is there are 6 lists.
Yes.
So we've got to apply on the correct list in the correct order. Otherwise, you prejudice your own ability to get on
into
the school.
Absolutely,
yes. Okay. So we have 6 lists. The number one criteria that people should apply on, if it applies to them, is?
Living within our feeder zone.
Okay. And the feeder zone is not a concentric circle. It's this funny shaped map around the school, which you can view on the webpage.
Absolutely.
And the link to the webpage is in the show notes for this podcast.
Yes. The second most important criteria is if you are not living in that zone and your child is attending a surrounding school, which is Bryan Evan, Bryanston Primary, Bryanston Parallel Medium, Bryandale Primary, and Rivonia Primary, you have to choose that drop-down box because that will then put you near the top of the list after living within the area.
Great. List number 3.
In fact, straight after, because they actually go together, is either the feeder school or having a sibling at the school. And very important, it will ask name of sibling and grade.
And they have to be in grade 8 to 11.
11. We do not take siblings who are matric.
List number 4.
Then after that, if there's any space available, then it's parents who work in the area. After that, we'll be living within 30 kilometers of the school. And then, of course, should there be any more spaces available, only then living beyond 30 kilometers of the school. But we have more than 1,000 applications, and living beyond 30 kilometers normally doesn't get in.
Okay. Thanks, June. Applications can only be done online on the GDE website, and the link is available on our webpage.
Correct.
The GDE, I recall, says you can upload all your documents online. However, that seems to not be true. Shanita, what do parents actually have to bring?
So parents need to bring certified documents of the child's birth certificate, their IDs, proof of residence, proof of employment, and a latest school report. And all the documents need to be certified, please.
So even if they upload them, we still need physical copies.
Yes, absolutely. Because in the past, we've had parents take photographs of a birth certificate or a school report, and we can't read it because it's not clear. It's very, very fuzzy.
In addition to the documents, we ask parents to please print the expression of interest form, which is also available on the website. Download that, complete it, print it. And most importantly, June?
They have to sign the back of that form. It's very important. It asks for both parents' signatures.
So sometimes there's a little bit of confusion around birth certificates being abridged and unabridged. We need either the unabridged birth certificate or a birth certificate as well as copies of the IDs of both parents.
If they cannot give us an unabridged birth certificate.
But most people will have an unabridged birth certificate by now. What are the other really important things that parents need to know after applying on Thursday?
That is going to take a bit of time because it's only 2 of us working with the online application and it's tedious, it's time consuming, and we try to avoid phone calls and emails because we end up with a backlog and it's very difficult to get through.
I know, it's the busiest, stressful time of the year. Where are people bringing these documents to and how soon after applying must they bring them?
As soon as they apply on the GDE website, they need to come to the school with their documents. At the reception, there will be a box there. They will place it in there and fill in their details that they have dropped off the application.
And if I can just add to that, if they would please put all the application forms in a sealed envelope so that they don't get mixed up with a whole pile of other. And on the front of that, you can just put grade 8, 2025.
Now, from past experience, I remember that it takes a long time before we get to this point. There's a lot of excitement. We finally apply, and then there's a whole lot of nothing happens for a while. It's going to be a lot more waiting after parents apply and submit. How long can they wait, and what's the next thing they're going to hear?
Well, as the applications come rolling in with us, and remembering that we do have other work to do as well, we will go online, Shanita and I, as a team, and we will be verifying all your documents.
So when you say verifying, that's why we want certified documents, because...
Yes, we have to go through each and every document and be sure that they all tie up with the parent's surname, the address that they have applied with online. That is very, very important. If there's any discrepancy there, a comment will be made by us on the GDE site to say that there's a difference. So, yeah, it is a long process.
So there's a lot more information than we've spoken about that people can read on the website. They can go to myschool.org.za/Bryanston High. That's myschool.org.za/Bryanston High. For all the information we've discussed, as well as a few more links and bits of information that are of value and use at this time. After you've applied on the GDE site, print the documents, get the supporting documents, get them certified, put them in an envelope, bring them to the school to reception. Unfortunately, it has to be when the school is open. We can't have you leave them at security. So please bring them in an envelope Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's correct. And then I'd like to add that we do not accept emailed documents or emailed application forms. There are so many parents who could have a lease of 42 pages and I would be working all day printing every application and all the... So please, we do not accept. If an email comes in with attachments for grade 8, unfortunately, we won't be opening those or printing them.
Okay. June, Shanita, thank you so much for coming in today and for helping calm parents down and give them the information they need.
Thank you, Gavin, for allowing us to explain this to our future parents.
Yes, thank you, Gavin, and good luck, parents, and all the best with your applications.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.